Glory to God.
We are in the 15th.
Turning your Bible to Romans 15.
And while you're getting there,
it's amazing how many times is in scripture.
We will say that Apostle Paul wrote the book of Romans. Most of you know that. And it's the first book of the epistles, and it's very great honor that Apostle Paul was listed first in all their writings that he did.
But
we're going to read a little bit more than what we are studying right here, and just think about Apostle Paul and the things that he went through. You know, he wanted to go to the city of Rome, and he's mentioned that in this writing. He wanted to write this letter to them over there in Rome. They were Christians that were there gathered together. And he wanted to tell them that he was going to come and see them. And we're going to find out today how, and many of you already know, how he managed to come and see the same thing.
Bless us.
Because he wanted to do that so badly. But he had to go on other things right before he gets eternity. And so we're going to turn in our Bibles to the 15th.
We're going to start first in Romans,
the book of Romans, and we're going to read. We got up until we were to verse 14 there, and we're almost finished with this book. So we're just going to finish up the 15th chapter, and then we're going to have some other scriptures. Let's begin reading verse 14.
Was arrested and
Father, I ask you to bless this word of God to our hearts today. Help us have understanding, Father. Of
and
all
he was
that
there
said,
was some time,
in all of your
and
wonderful
this, book of Timothy,
word of God. Thank you for your merciful kindness to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
That's really something.
So he's speaking, and he says, and I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able also to admonish one another. Hallelujah. So he was talking to them, writing this letter to them, and as we've also read several times, he wants to come. He wants to come and see them. He wants to be with them. And that's what he's planning when he writes this letter. So, number 15. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sorts, as putting you in mind because of the grace that is given to me of God. Verse 16, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost.
So if you look at
talking to people in Rome,
he says in verse 8,
and he's wanting them to come into the knowledge of the truth. Some of the disciples only preached to Jews. But Apostle Paul, who was ordained by God, had a burden to go to the Gentiles, even though he was a Jewish person. He went to the Gentiles, and that's what we are. And I am. I don't know if any of you are Jews, but Jews are wonderful. They know that Jesus was a Jew and so forth. But all of us that have others under other types of genealogy and so forth,
I put
then
thee in
we are
remembrance
Gentiles,
stir up.
But isn't it good that God, though he was dealing with the Jews, the Old Testament,
and he has given us the salvation,
he has planned how he's going to come to the Gentiles as the Savior. And so thankful
they have come to the Lord Jesus Christ and Timothy
and all of them.
Really, stir up the gift that God has given you. Turn you to God from the idols.
And so in this verse 16, he says, I should be the minister of Jesus Christ. That was his aim in life, which is to go for us.
He's going to come back again.
Our preacher will talk about the ministry of the gospel of God to the Gentiles, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. The word sanctified means to be separated, to be set apart. And you know, when the Jews were really in
and took weight on the gospel for his son from heaven, to be, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who has delivered us from the wrath to come.
Why couldn't you just watch him?
So the wrath is going to come. Wrath is a tribulation. 7 years of tribulation is going to happen. The very first sin and all that stuff. And I believe that.
Praise the Lord.
I believe there are many other Christians. And see, it gets on the times. Things that are happening, evils, the terrible evil.
We've been having a battle.
All the things that are
happening. And I pray a lot for them because it's our Lord that we terrible. I don't know if you know that, but I have statistics.
This man told so many, many things. So much unbelief.
No, I don't know. And in the world.
But
so we have so maybe a call on some verse 9 as son speaking about the Lord God and he raised who has saved us and called us with the Holy Spirit not according to our
verse 17 I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ given in those things that pertain to God for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient to the word of Jesus Christ. So what did Paul do? He brought his ministry was to all those who were to the Gentile people and who were ever ministry. If you've read in the book of Acts, you know that he travels all through way up where Turkey is now. Up in that area. He was up there and he was going from one town to the other teaching the word of God to them.
This is the same as
he says, and saved and yielded to God. You find them in the Corinthians, Ephesians, Philippians.
This is
Jesus Christ, all of those verses.
This is
one of the souls that Paul
wherefore,
and also the letters to later on to get them to keep on trusting in God and believing in God. So he was definitely a minister to the Gentiles.
That's what he does. After joy.
And as he says in verse 17, he is therefore calling by the glory of Jesus Christ, all sons carrying to God. So it really meant something to him to be able to spread his calling. Along the way, as he was traveling in different places, he spread the gospel of Jesus Christ so that other people could hear the word of God and be born again.
But then that to verse
17
what is our hope?
I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me.
So what is your joyful expectation? Do you have a joyful expectation?
Teaching and speaking. Oh, there are two things in our lives. One is that we hear and we listen to God's word and we read the word of God. The other part is deeds. The word of God
is not according to
us. We read the word it changes us. The scripture says, from glory to glory.
He's going to come.
We're changed.
And for joy.
And that's the way it happens when we study the Word of God and we accept what the Word of God teaches. We accept that. And it begins to work in our lives and changing us into the image of Christ. That's what we want. That's what the scripture was given us.
He is
working in us. Notice verse 19. Through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. Here we see things of God manifest, and that is mighty signs and wonders and the power of the Spirit of God. We've seen some mighty powers, mighty wonderful things that God has done. We've had a lot of trials, a lot of tests in our lives for many, many years. Much illness, much different kinds of things
that
we went through.
Always
faithful. He was always right there. And he caused us to cry out to God and say, help us, Lord. Be with us. Guide us. Show us what is right. And sometimes it was very, very difficult. God brought mighty signs and wonders and powers by the Spirit of God. And Apostle Paul says, so that from Jerusalem and around about Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Where is Illyricum?
It's in Asia Minor, which is now Turkey.
I hope you feel.
So he's saying right here around Jerusalem, and then way up there, clear out there in what was a different country than it is now. It's called Asia Minor. And Paul went from town to town preaching the word of God, teaching them the truth about God's word. It's a marvelous thing. Verse 20, yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not for Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. He went forth to people that hadn't heard. He didn't wait and find a church that was already established and then try to preach and change their minds about things. But he went out and he started
his new. Make you to increase and abound.
And it was a marvelous thing. You can read that in the book of Acts. But as it is written, whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. We know that God came and he began dealing in the Old Testament with the Jews primarily. When he says it is written to whom he was not spoken of, he's talking about the Gentiles. The Gentiles didn't have much opportunity in the Old Testament, but when Apostle Paul especially began to minister, he really had the Gentile people. So anyway, the Lord brought Paul, and he began to go to these places and teach these people the word of God. And they, he says, have not heard. They have not heard. Understand. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. He's talking about Rome. He wants to go to Rome. He's never been over there before. He's been up above here. If you look on a map in the back of your Bible, you'll find where Paul established all these churches up there, where it's actually Turkey now, as I have said. But clear over here at Rome, you know where Rome is, and so over here in Italy, it was far away. And the Lord laid on Paul's heart that he needed to go to those Gentiles people too, to teach them the word of God and praise the Lord. And so that's what he began to do. In the Old Testament, you don't need to turn here, but it's Isaiah 53:15. It says, so shall he, it's speaking about God, sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, or that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they have not heard shall they consider. And it speaks of how God is going to deal with people other than you. That's in Isaiah. And Isaiah has many scriptures. It's a good thing to just look it up and see what he said. So verse 22, for which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. He wanted to go so badly, but he had a chance. Verse 23, but now having no more place in these mountains, many having a great desire, these many years to come unto you, when he travels from one of those fields of God. Whensoever I take my journey into Spain, he was to go to Spain, so we as believers in Christ, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey and to be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. He wanted to go to Rome so bad that he would just be there and fellowship with them, teach them more things, and it was just going to be a wonderful thing for him. Verse 25, but now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints, for it hath pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. When he says saints, he's talking about believers. The believers see, remember Jesus was right around Jerusalem, his disciples were there with him, and all of them. When Jesus went away, he went back goes up to heaven, those disciples
but I would not have you to be ignorant
to preach the word
it's
and teach people the truth. And so there are some people that there in Macedonia and Achaia, which is our north, from Israel, that wanted to make some contributions for those poor people down there in Israel. And so Paul and some others with him were sitting to go down there and give that money and that help. You know, that's a wonderful
thing.
I don't know if any of us have ever done anything.
It wasn't that we just got some stuff,
but to give something to
someone else
that needs us, and then say, God has chosen us. It doesn't give something you have to help someone
else. If we believe our side is again, even so,
he has, it has pleased them verily, and their debtors, they are. For if the Gentiles had been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister them and to harness them. So you see, the Jews, they were the ones that the disciples of Christ, the apostles, all the Jewish, they've got all of that in their mind. And of course, now that they have known Jesus as their Savior, and Jesus has already gone to heaven,
yes,
and so they have then turned to try to win the Gentiles. One of the disciples went way off, out of the country. People didn't even know where the Holy Brother was, where that is right now. But some of the people went in this place and that place, the disciples, and one of our favorite places to minister. And so, praise the Lord. He says we're going to walk with him. If it's Gentiles that we need to deal with, we're going to make them partakers.
What is partakers? What is spiritual partaker?
It's believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, praying to God, Father, knowing God, seeking us,
and we which are alive and
being a person.
To be a partaker means a participant.
Be a participant
to the spiritual things.
Okay, verse 28.
When therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come to you and to stay. He says fruit there, but he's really taking money and things that people gave to him way up here in this area. So was. And he's wanting to go down to Jerusalem to do this, to spread this money to the poor and different things.
Now turn with
verse 29. I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ.
He didn't times when we would have.
He didn't know what was going to happen.
We'd give him a scripture.
He wanted to go so badly. He says, I'm going to go to Rome and be in Rome. I'm going to teach you the word of God. It's going to be so wonderful.
Romans 5th chapter 1.
He didn't know what he was going to go through.
Beginning
some of you who studied the book of Acts probably do know what I'm talking about.
2 Peter, a servant,
when we were yet
and that was going to verse 30. Now I beseech you, brothers, of the Lord Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers for me. He's asking for prayer for them. He's praying that we for him, that he can make the trip and everything that he's talking about, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe
with us are the righteousness of Judea and our Savior
and that my service which I have in Jerusalem may be accepted whereby
are given unto us exceeding great
that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you. Amen. So that really was the end of our study there.
Knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience,
read
all
the patience, godliness, that
with the voice of if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall
if you
neither
know
be barren nor unfruitful.
You probably realize that the book of Acts starts off with the 12 disciples and the Lord Jesus, and then it keeps on going through, and eventually gets over to Paul's conversion.
purge.
And different things like that. But what we're going to look at now is just some things that were happening there. In Acts 21, let's look at Acts 21. And we're going to read in verse 24.
Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall.
And it says in verse 7,
in chapter 21,
we will never stumble if we really depend on the thinker. We dedicate our lives to him. We read the word of God because we want to see the truth. Then we get it right.
Let's go to chapter 21 and
caught up and just together in the cloud. Notice that.
And this was way on back in about 60 AD,
that word in
a waste of time before what we just read.
Speed.
It came to pass that after we were gotten from them and had launched,
not
we came on the straight course
and
to Coos, and the days following unto Rhodes. Now this was when he was
then. But he says,
let's go ahead and
give
read
diligence, use speed,
and make
your calling
for
God.
And find the disciples, we tarried there 7 days, and said to Paul through the Spirit that it should not go up to the election. That's what I wanted to read there.
If
we just read in Romans, the book of Romans, that he had contacted those people over in Rome and told them that he was going to go to Jerusalem, and that sometime he wanted to come over to sit there. So this shows
this
us right here
God.
In the book of Acts, chapter 21, that he did go down to Jerusalem. And that's what we wanted to see right there. And now we're going to go down to verse 8.
And, so God
and the next day,
believers,
we that were
that
upon all the more
diligent
and came
to
Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Saul, the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and we abode with him.
So be sure that your
behavior is as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet, Agabus,
never stumbled,
and when he was coming to us, he took
our life
and bound his own hands and feet, and he said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews of Jerusalem bind the man that owned this girl, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And that's exactly what took place. Paul went on to Jerusalem and felt that was of the will of God, but when he got over there, he was arrested and thrown into jail by the Romans. The Jews persecuted him. In verse 14, when Paul heard this man Agabus give this testimony that God had showed him that he would be killed, in verse 14, and when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, the will of the Lord be done. That's what the people around him just said. Okay, Paul, the will of the Lord be done. And it's a sad thing, but the will of the Lord was done, and poor Apostle Paul was really beaten and everything else.
He tried to go back
into
get him some more Christians over Damascus. He was collecting and arresting
Christians. We're
going to
skip a little bit of my notes that I have here. Let's go down to verse 29. Verse 29 said,
this man is
meaning of the word actually.
Let's go ahead to verse 27. Pardon me. When the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews, which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, there's a little part of it that is good because he was asked by some of the disciples to go in the temple,
and he got up
and that's why he went over.
And
they were going to take some of their people and let them be a part of the healing over in the temple. And so, in verse 27, when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews, which were of Asia, when they saw him in the stirred up all the people and laid hands on him, crying out, men of Israel, help this man that teaches all men everywhere against the people in this world and this place, and further brought Greeks also into this temple, and have polluted this holy place. Verse verse 30, and all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul, and they drew they dragged him out of the temple, and forthwith the doors were shut, and they went about to kill him. Tidings came as Paul, captain of the band, and all Jerusalem was in an uproar. This is a horrible thing to think about. Apostle Paul is going there, seven of the other saints in Jerusalem, and then
Jews are going to kill Paul.
They're going to get rid of him. It's hard to understand sometimes why God allows certain things, you know.
You go through a bad enough time, you pray to God, if he doesn't do something right.
Says that I do. I know. But he had, he always had reasons for what he did. And when Paul was going to over to Rome, he preached to a lot of people over there. Unusual times. And you can read that later. If you want to read the rest of the book of Acts, you'll find out the
stress.
In the latter part of chapter 21,
or persecution,
the Jews were making such a horrible screaming and hollering and trying to beat this man, that the captain of the Roman government came out. And that's verse 33. Then the chief captain came near and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains and demanded who he was and what he had done. He just knew, this Roman man just knew that Paul had done something horrible to him because these Jews were trying to beat him up and knock him around. And some cried one thing and some another among the multitude. And when he could not know the certainty for the tumult, he commanded him to be carried into the castle.
I wrote them all down.
That's probably because he was so beat up.
And it is written, Jesus Christ,
when he came upon the stairs, so it was that he was born of the soldiers for the violence of the people. For the multitude of the people followed after him, crying, "Away with him! Away with him!" And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said unto the chief captain, "May I speak to the king?" He said, "Canst thou speak Greek?" And of course he could. "Art not thou that Egyptian, which before these days made us an uproar and led us out into the ruins of 4,000 men that were murderers?" Paul said, "I am a man which am a Jew of Tarsus, the city of Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city. And I beseech you, suffer me to speak to the people." So this captain there didn't understand that Paul also had a background of a different type of thing. And so he was had this, that he was a citizen, that and he was a Roman attachment. And so that's what saved him actually being beaten by that man. But isn't that a great thing that God was watching? And in chapter 23, one more little thing.
Taking control of our mind.
And when you he was standing there before the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is a Jewish group that was over everything. Anyone that had any trials or any kind of problem, they were to go to the Sanhedrin. And that's what he did. They kept him there, and he had to go ahead and try his best to talk to them, to talk to them about the things of the Lord, and they would listen.
I wrote a little
and so,
note
really,
I
would recommend any of you that
what is the Lord,
you know, would like to just go ahead and, if you haven't read this book, read this.
I would like to hear the calling
and see all of the things that took place. It was an amazing thing.
Behold,
let's see. In verse 11, chapter 23, it says, "The night following," now here he is in jail, and he's having to go and talked to all my people. And the night following, the Lord stood by him, and he said, Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. Rome was where he wanted to go.
And the traitors, but he had a terrible time getting high-minded, lovers, that
he had to be on a ship. You can read the rest of the book of Acts. He was on a ship as a prisoner. And on the way, there was a gigantic storm.
Book of Revelation.
And everybody
turn
was
away
just about
from those. They would be so much like
and
him.
The Lord used
earth
Paul
is full of
you ever
and
his faith to deliver them. But he still had to go to Rome. And he still was made a prisoner there. But there were different things. If you go to study and read the rest of Acts, there were some times when he was staying in a certain place and let him stay there with two soldiers guarding. There were other times he was in a cell in the world,
time
but he kept
short.
On preaching the word of God.
The time of the
and it was just a nice, wonderful kind of fun idea. You just read the rest of the book of Acts. Because God was so faithful to
Jesus
to help him.
The Bible
and
says,
but I think all of you know what happened
all
the in the end.
Won't be this
and
natural,
I'll tell you what happened.
And verse 2,
he
beloved,
went to
spiritual.
Now,
we
that's the best the thing that could happen to Apostle Paul. What a person. He wrote the Corinthians, the Galatians, the Ephesians, the Philippians. He wrote all those things before he went. But praise the Lord, when it came time,
endeavoring to
keep
the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
They brought him and they chopped his head off.
Chapter 4, verse 3. Verse 4. There is one body and one hope.
We be willing to love the Lord that much and follow the Lord.
There's a hope.
Leading for our lives.
There's a hope of the working here. The voice is
not up here.
Mean and bad.
That's
a long
praise the Lord. He's going to come again.
It may happen again, more so in the time of tribulation, which is coming up.
It's going to be a wonderful thing.
Sometime soon, there's going to be 7 years of tribulation.
Glory to God.
And praise the Lord, we can be in heaven.
Dress up
away from it. But that's what happened to Paul. He was beheaded for Christ. He was the man of God that God had saved out of.
It says it
terrible situation. In chapter 8 and 9 of the book of Acts, he was killing the Christians.
Do we know that?
Stand there and be the one to get all the people upset and get them to murder the Christians.
I want that calling.
Think what God can do in the life of anybody that's letting
you.
We'll no longer
we can be the worst person there is in the world, and the Lord can save us. Isn't it beautiful?
Into a spiritual body, just like Christ. And we are going to appear. When he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.